Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of DSPN. I'm Donovan Ryan.
And,
Mason.
Yep.
I'm his brother. He's my brother, Mason. We're going to be talking sports for all of you. So, we'll talk about the biggest thing that's happened in sports over the weekend. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Jesus, this fight was awful.
I fell asleep. The third round.
Yeah, so he was going to town in the first couple of rounds, and then he remembered he was a 60-year-old man.
The real question is, was it scripted?
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it was probably scripted.
I don't see how anyone could think it's not scripted.
It was definitely scripted.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know what's the best, you know what's the funniest thing that came out of that? The picture, or the video, better, of what he did before the fight.
Oh, yeah.
You could see his bare butt.
Yeah, his buns were pretty funny. Fun fact, Jake Paul has more wins in AT&T Stadium than the Dallas Cowboys in 2024.
Ain't it great?
So God bless America, and go Birds.
Why would you even show that? Why would you even show Mike Tyson's bare butt?
I don't get why he decided to even fight. What happened to him months before? Like,
I mean, I get maybe to pay the bills and to keep his birds.
He got $20 million from that.
I know, and I'm surprised he wasn't set up for life after boxing. Before.
Well, he kind of went bankrupt and did a bunch of cocaine.
That'll do it.
And bought a tiger, which was pretty sick, until the tiger bit someone's arm off.
Oh, shoot, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he went bankrupt, and,
when?
After his prison sentence.
When was his prison sentence?
Like, early 2000s.
But he's fine now. Like, he was fine before the fight.
Yeah. But, like, it wouldn't help to have $20 million, okay?
I mean, yeah, who doesn't want $20 million?
I don't care how rich you are, $20 million is $20 million.
I'd do anything for $20 million. What is that face you're giving me?
You disgust me.
Okay, we'll move on. So, NFL recap, I've got my sheet of the scores. Stop me when you have something you want to talk about. All right, so... let's talk about this one first because it's your team. The Eagles handled the Commanders. The one thing that came out of that game that was amazing, that Zach Ertz catch.
Yeah,
that was freaking awesome.
But
former Bird.
I heard from some people that like the Commanders aren't a very good team, which I completely disagree with. The Commanders are a pretty good team. Like, but.
There's a hot take.
The Eagles handled them. And I feel like the Eagles now are in it to win. The Eagles have won, what, six straight now? Six straight?
I believe so.
Yeah, they've won six straight games. And they're moving on to play the Rams in Los Angeles.
In SoFi?
But most of the time when they play the Rams, it's like 60% Eagles fans.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of Eagles fans in LA for no reason.
There's a lot of Eagles fans everywhere. It's almost like we're the best fan base in the NFL. All
right, don't get... the Browns lost to the Saints. I think everybody expected that.
Jameis Winston should be the starter for the next 5 years for that team. He balled out.
Jameis Winston's a... Like, people don't give Jameis Winston enough credit, I think.
Yeah, because he's a goober.
He's a goober. I will say, he definitely is a goober. But, like, you don't get enough... He does not get enough credit. Okay. The Vikings beat the Titans. I didn't watch that game. Did you watch that game?
No, no one did.
Nope, no one watched that game.
Not even Vikings fans watched that game.
The Raiders lost to the Dolphins.
Okay.
Not a surprise. The Colts beat the Jets in a nail-biter, 28-27.
The Jets are hot garbage.
And so are the Colts.
No, but the Jets are just hot trash.
Yeah, so that leads me to this question. Who is a better pickup for the respective teams, Amari Cooper or Devontae Adams?
Amari Cooper.
But
the Bills won. The Bills have won since picking up Amari Cooper. I don't care what Amari Cooper did. I don't care if Devontae Adams has 15 catches for 325 yards and the Jets lose. The Jets don't win. The Bills do. That shows you who got the short end of the stick there in the trades.
Yeah. The Packers beat the Bears.
Shocker.
Whoa, shocker.
The Bears can't play the Packers anymore. I think the Bears should just get relegated to the CFL. I don't think the Bears could beat the Argonauts.
The Bears
could not beat the Toronto Argonauts. I don't care.
The Toronto Argonauts?
Yes. Have you not heard of
them? That's the team name?
Yes, the Toronto Argos.
They couldn't think of anything else?
Yes. So they are the Argonauts.
Right.
It's kind of cool. I don't know what an Argonaut is.
The Lions.
But it sounds pretty cool.
The Lions, in a complete shocker, beat the Jags.
Handily. Doug Peterson, I'm sorry, pal, but you don't have a job. You can come back to Philadelphia.
You know, yeah, I've heard your thoughts on Nick Sirianni.
My thoughts of Sirianni were kind of like, I was huge up until like week four. I was supporting Sirianni. I was like a pro Sirianni guy. And then just it dipped off a cliff. I stood with Sirianni through the
thick and thin.
Yeah, I stood through him through last offseason. I still thought he was a good coach. But then by week four came along, I lost my patience, and I was like, this guy's got to go. And they've won six straight. I saw something where...
Think he needs to go?
No. I saw that if Nick Sirianni loses 27 straight games, he still has a better record than Zach Taylor of the Bengals. If he lost 27 straight games, he still has a better coaching record than him.
That's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah.
The Rams beat the Pats. The Steelers beat the Ravens. I'm sorry, the Ravens beat the Steelers.
No, Steelers beat the Ravens.
Steelers beat the Steelers on accident because I can't read.
That's a big game because
that's a huge
now
game in
I
that
think,
division.
That's now a, I think it's going to have to go down to the rest of their schedules and the last game they play against each other because
I think if
the Ravens take that, it's going to be even closer. But I think the Steelers are actually going to win the division.
Me too. I think the Bengals and the Browns are not going to make the playoffs.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
Like the Bengals, they're a good team, but they're not making the playoffs.
The Bengals,
they literally only have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase right now, especially because T. Higgins is out.
The Bengals are too good to be this bad.
I agree.
But like, they're just not good. Their defense is horrible. Like Joe Burrow has multiple games where he's just balled out, thrown over 250 yards, but
they still lose because
their defense is awful. They have Trey Hendrickson during the pass rush, and nothing.
It's
Hendrickson, and then it's just nothing.
It's time to rebuild.
I don't know about that.
Are you sure?
It's time to put some defensive pieces on, and if that has to mean letting go of T. Higgins, you kind of have to. You might have to let go of T. Higgins.
And plus, you're still with Ja'Marr Chase, and then you could probably find a solid wide receiver in the draft.
They already have Yoshi Vaish, but so, I mean, I think they could find a decent wide receiver in the draft.
This would be a better question to ask Josh.
Yeah,
you'll meet Josh at some point. He'll be on here. Next one, the Seahawks beat the 49ers. That's a big upset, at least for me.
The 49ers are kind of like a roller coaster, you know. Last year they were good, obviously went to the Super Bowl, but this year
and beat the Eagles.
They just you're an Eagles fan.
I know.
But obviously made the Super Bowl, but this year I think just injuries and that kind of stuff, it's just thrown off their season. Now they've kind of dug themselves in a hole, but luckily for them they're not in a too hard of a division. The Cardinals are leading that one.
Cardinals are the best team in your division.
If the Cardinals are in a playoff spot, something's gone wrong.
Speaking of a team with horrible divisions, the Falcons got housed by the Broncos.
They did.
Absolutely destroyed. Like I think it was, what, 35 to 6?
It was. I don't think it was that.
I know it was 35 to a single-digit number.
But
it was horrible.
Bo Nix is him. People were saying during the draft, after the draft, that Bo Nix is not one of the top quarterbacks and shouldn't have been drafted that high.
They were wrong.
But Bo Nix has proved that he can take that Broncos team to at least 500.
And I think it's time to start. I think it's time to start Penix. I think it's time because, you know, Kirk Cousins is getting up there, but it's not like he's giving you all-star numbers or the numbers he had on the Vikings. It's just not happening. I genuinely think maybe it's time to start Penix.
Yeah, he's had a few decent games, but, I mean, yeah, I think what would hurt in giving Penix a shot?
Yeah, plus people were saying Penix is the best quarterback in the draft.
I say the week you play the Panthers, you play Michael Penix.
Dude, you could put me at quarterback and probably still beat the Panthers.
That is true.
That's not a.
I mean, you're built like Bryce Young, so. Actually, no. Bryce Young's probably shorter than you. He's probably my height.
I'm taller than a professional athlete, ladies and gentlemen. The undefeated Chiefs lost to the Bills, yep. Two teams which you despise.
I don't despise the Bills. I just
you just hate them out of spite.
Sure.
We're in Bills country. People all around us love the Bills.
And, you know, they took the best fans in the league crown from the Eagles when the Eagles were known as the best fans when they were bad. The Bills fans didn't have fans when they were bad. So.
And then the Bills fans just started jumping through tables like their prime Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
So that, but yeah.
But, I mean, they finally beat the Chiefs. They might not when they play them in the playoffs.
It's not going to happen. You're not beating them in the playoffs.
Yeah, no. No one's beating the Chiefs in the playoffs. No. Like, no one is going to beat the Chiefs when they have 22 players and a full set of referees on their side. So.
A full set of referees is crazy. Next one, the Chargers beat the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. I think the Chargers are... they're definitely heading in the right direction. I think Joe Alt's a very good offensive lineman. They need to lock him up for years. And
we won't say anything about Harbaugh because we know your thoughts on him. We know our thoughts on him.
I think he's a good coach. I just think he's a scumbag.
Cheater. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him either. He's the cheating scandal, and plus we're Penn State fans, so there's another layer of disdain.
But the receiving core for the Chargers. Is one of the only things they're lacking. They have decent pass defense. They obviously with like Khalil Mack and Derwin James on defense and Joey Bosa, like those are some solid guys. Those are some solid guys that are Pro Bowlers, and I think they're definitely treading in the right direction if they get some wide receiver help for Justin Herbert.
But you know what team isn't in trending in the right direction? The Cowboys, who got stomped by the Texans. Up top. How about them Cowboys?
Oh my god,
that was so... I was laughing very hard watching... Like, I don't know if you saw Mason. Jerry Jones, after one of the touchdowns, just goes like this in his chair.
Dude, their stadium sucks, their owner sucks, their team sucks.
You know, like, what's funny?
Everything about them sucks.
I think Mike Tyson and Jake Paul was probably more entertaining for Cowboys fans than that game was in their own stadium.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they're not usually used to winning in their own stadium, so.
Oh my god.
I think the Eagles made a slogan about that. It's a Philly thing. It's a Philly thing to win in Dallas.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Is Mike McCarthy on the hot seat?
Yes.
Now? That was quick.
This Dallas team should not be, what, 3-8?
I think 3-7.
Still 3-7. They shouldn't be 3-7.
I mean, they don't have Dak. There's no Dak. Care. There's Zeke. You know,
they have receivers. They have a decent defense.
Cooper Rush is.
They should. There's no excuse for them being this bad. And I think Mike McCarthy. I don't think he should go because I want him to stay in Dallas because I don't like them. But if from a Dallas fan's perspective, I feel like they'd want him to go.
You know what else is another team that stinks? Sixers.
Sixers.
We're going to the NBA now, folks, because Oh my God, Mason, let's hear the rant.
All right, Sixers so rant. Let's go. The Philadelphia 76ers are really bad at basketball.
What's their record right now?
2-11. This team is pretty much the 2015 Sixers that won 16 games. Paul George is going to play 20 games. Embiid's going to play 21 when he shows up. Tyrese Maxey said today in a team meeting that Embiid's late to everything. If he's late to everything, he better be in physical therapy or better be going to, like, some sort of witch doctor to heal whatever injury he's got this time. Like, whether he can't move half his face or, like, he broke his neck. I don't care.
Witch doctor?
I don't care if he can't move. Like, if he's paralyzed from the neck down, his ass better be playing basketball. If he's paralyzed from the neck down...
You want me to believe that?
If he is paralyzed from the neck down, he is still a better basketball player than Paul George. I don't care. Paul George, also terrible. Doesn't do anything. Jared McCann is the only player on this basketball team that knows how to play.
Dude, how many games did you say he had over 30 earlier today?
Over 20. He's had, I think he's had about 6 games over 20 points.
And then he dropped like 34 one night.
Dropped 35 points. And,
the kid's insane. Like, the kid is...
I guess you just...
I think he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
I think you just have to plan and say that now you're starting five. I know Maxey's hurt right now, but I think he'll be back tomorrow. He's on my fantasy basketball team.
So you're...
But I know that they should just move forward with Maxey, McCann.
Maybe Embiid.
I mean, right now you have to plan for Embiid and Paul George being hurt because they're going to be hurt all season. So you just have to think of Maxey, McCain, Yabusele, and whoever another center is. And
bless you.
Kelly Oubre. So, like,
I love Kelly Oubre.
The Sixers are terrible. They won't make the playoffs. I love Nick Nurse, but I think the only thing that can save this team is if he shaves his head like Sirianni did.
And Jesus.
I don't even think he could help. I don't even think he can help the Sixers. They're a lost cause. Sixers are dead in the water. They're not going to make the playoffs. And at least the uplifting part for the Sixers fans is that at least their first-round draft pick is in the careful hands of the Oklahoma City Thunder. They don't even have a first-round draft pick. They don't even have a first-round draft pick. They do not pick in the first 32 picks in the NBA draft. And they are horrible. They are horrible. And they don't get a first-round pick.
Y'all got fleeced by me why the
we're going back into years of pain. We are going back to 2009 to 2016. This team is awful.
The Thunder?
We are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA. I'm sorry, but we are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA. They're just terrible. The Sixers are awful.
I will say, the Thunder will somehow fleece like the entire NBA and have like 100 first-round picks for the next 10 years. That's crazy. Have you seen that?
The Oklahoma City Thunder will win the 2024-25 NBA championship.
That's your guess?
Mark my words.
You're calling it now?
Mark my words.
All right. Come back to this episode, people. Because, you know, what are we going to do if they don't?
Nothing.
Nah, we got to have something. It makes this a lot more...
Force me to watch a Sixers game.
Okay, I don't want to kill you.
I've watched a total of two.
Oh, I got one.
I've watched a total of two of their games so far, and I can't do it.
I got one.
They're so bad on both sides of the ball. They look like a community college playing against a...
How about I record a video of you... UConn. How about I record a video of you jumping into a lake during a thunderstorm?
Okay.
This is on video. So you know... We shook on it for our audio listeners. Love you to death. Is McCain Rookie of the Year?
Did
you whisper?
What?
Would you whisper?
Nothing.
If you had your fingers crossed, I'm going to go back and look at this, and I'm going to freaking body slam.
I don't know what you're talking about. But as of right now, Jared McCain is Rookie of the Year. I don't think he will be Rookie of the Year.
Who do you think it'll be? I think it'll be Zach Edey.
I think it'll be some rando of the Pops. I don't know. It definitely won't be Saar and Rashear. They're terrible.
Yeah. But you know who isn't terrible?
I think McCain won't play all year. I don't think he'll play a lot, because once Max comes back and once George and Embiid play for their 20 games this season, he won't play. So
that brings me to a team that is good, and my favorite NBA team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, baby. This is being recorded before the Celtics game.
They won 14 games. 15 games. They've handled every single one of them. Big ups to Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell's playing like an NBA caliber, like an MVP caliber player.
We're tied for the second longest win streak in NBA history. This is before the Celtics game, so I might cry.
The Sixers had a chance to do something really funny. Like, when they played the Cavs, I thought it'd be really funny if the Sixers beat them.
No. The Sixers are not beating the Cavs.
They almost did. They didn't. They lost by a lot. But
no, you guys got stomped. You got stomped. They didn't even do that much to their team this offseason. I still don't know how they became the best team in the league without, like, I don't even think they made a single roster change
I think I know what it is.
Chemistry?
No. The 76ers legend, George Niang. He actually has been playing really well, but no.
I have a picture of
him. They're just good. They're just a good team.
It's on my Instagram. I have a picture of George Niang, and it says, I put it out after a Cavs win, and it said, George Niang owns your team. I love that image.
All right.
Next one, we're going to go into hockey. First, before we go into that, I gotta ask, why do you have a hockey? Are you gonna just change?
Got the microphone.
So tell the viewers and listeners how you got the idea of putting your mic on a hockey stick.
I've just seen people do it.
Like what's the guy you said?
I don't know.
I
don't know, but I've seen people do it, so I thought it was funny.
So, we only really have one thing for hockey because it just came back and there's not a lot to talk about. Will Alex Ovechkin reach 1,000 goals?
Yeah.
You think it by the
I
end
don't
of career?
Think he'll reach it this season. I think he'll do it next season.
Well, he just got hurt. Did you see that?
No, but I feel like he will. He'll break it next season.
You think next season he'll score over 100 goals?
Over 100? Wait, I thought you were talking about Gretzky's record.
No. Do I think he'll get 1,000 goals?
He'll beat Gretzky's record, but he won't get 1,000 goals.
How short do you think he'll be? I don't think he'll be that short of it. Like, I think he'll be at, like, 950.
Yeah, I think he'll be, like, 50 goals short, which is, two seasons for him.
Yeah, but I think he might try to stick around to do it. I'm surprised he stuck around this long.
Well, it's because he's still an elite level player.
Like, he's still one of the best players in the league.
He's still a face of the league. He's still one of the best. And
I'm surprised he hasn't just gone out on top yet, because how old is he now?
Old.
He's
39.
Old. He's 39, which means
he's still one of the best players in the league.
Hockey players usually don't go to 39.
Can we talk about someone who, when the Flyers and the Caps played, was the best Russian on the ice?
You're going to say Matvei Michkov, aren't you?
Matvei Michkov,
you
baby.
Tell them about how you cursed it.
No.
No, tell
I won't speak of the wicked word.
The wicked word?
I won't speak of the wicked
you
word.
You guys don't know, but
no, no, no! Nope, do not speak of the wicked word.
Why?
All right, anyways. Matvei Michkov has been one of the best rookies in the league, and I'm happy because I'm a Flyers fan, and we're not used to having good times. I watched in 2020. I remember when Giroux got traded. I have two Claude Giroux jerseys. One is a Stadium Series one.
You're looking at me right now like you're going through war flashbacks.
And
it's crazy.
I have one Adidas jersey of the Flyers, and it is Carter Hart. So
we will not speak of Carter Hart or his allegations here. Allegedly, we can't say
they're
these things.
Allegations.
Yet. They're allegations. We can't go into these things. So we'll keep Carter Hart out of this podcast.
But I think Michkov, if Tortorella decides to play him,
and for once,
and if he decides to like actually respect that the guy's actually cooking,
like Michkov's,
let the kid play.
I debated picking Michkov. Should I pick Michkov up on my fantasy team?
Yeah,
but he barely plays. Should I just stash him?
He doesn't barely play. Did you see his goal against against Buffalo?
I did not.
Well,
but do you want to?
It wasn't
it up?
A goal. It was an assist.
Do you want to describe it?
So he is 2-on-1, him and Konechny, and Devin Levi there. Goes up to Levi, fakes the shot, and then passes to Konechny for the one-timer goal. So smooth. So smooth. But I hope that guy, I hope Michkov is there for years. I feel like we have the future to actually build the franchise around him.
Who was the dude that you were like, oh, this guy's going to be good, and then he just refused to play for the Flyers?
Cutter Gauthier.
Yeah.
And now he's a bum. He's gotten demoted to the fourth line, and his first career assist was to Sidney Crosby in overtime, his childhood hero. He gave the puck away to him to lose in overtime to the Penguins.
And does he just
recently? He recently just scored his first career goal. And to be
all right. Sorry about that. The camera stopped.
Yes, I will be classy and say congratulations for scoring your first NHL goal. It was a decent goal. It was pretty good. Do I hope you score many more? Not really, but it was a decent goal. Congratulations. And have fun in Anaheim.
We only have three more topics to go. Next one. We're going to move to college football. How are Indiana and Army still undefeated?
I don't know. Indiana's not undefeated for long because they play Ohio State in Columbus, and that's obviously they're not going to win that. And Army just plays bad teams.
But, like, are Army ranked?
I don't know.
They probably should be for being undefeated.
I think they are. Wait, was it Army that was undefeated?
Yeah, it's Army. Freaking camera stop.
Yeah, I don't know how. I have no idea how Indiana has gotten to be undefeated at this point. They're not going to win against Ohio State.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, all of the top five teams in the country right now are all Big Ten teams. I believe. No, except Alabama.
It's either Alabama or Texas.
Oh, no, it's Texas. You're right.
Yeah.
But it's...
But the Big Ten owns college football. Like, it's just time to accept that the Big Ten owns college football.
They always have. Minus the couple of years it was owned by Clemson and Alabama.
I don't know about that.
And then, so next up, the Paul Skeens card thing.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy how... I mean, it is a one-of-one card.
Do you want, let's explain the thing to the
so the Pirates,
audio listeners. Love you to death.
The Pirates explained that they made a post saying that they would offer if they got the Paul Skeens card, for like someone offered them the Paul Skeens card, they would give them them two seats behind the plate for 30 years, season tickets for 30 seasons.
How many games is that? Like, how many home games do they have a season? Like, it's usually half the season, right?
Like, 81.
81 times 30.
I'm not a math guy, but that's a lot of games.
That's over 24,000 games.
And you get to meet Livy Dunn.
Yeah, because didn't she say she'd come hang out
with
you?
And I don't think anyone's complaining with that. But let's go on to the next thing.
What'd you say?
Next topic.
Next topic, okay. Last one until we get to the hot takes. Manchester United.
Sucks.
How can we fix United?
Ruben Amorim.
Who? Oh, that's the new coach, isn't it?
Yep.
I was going to say a prayer holy water.
Ruben Amorim is going to take us to the promised land. I like him. He's a young coach. Should have just hired Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but I mean, he'll do.
Didn't you say the same thing when Ten Hag came in, that he was going to take us to the promised land?
No.
Or was that Dad?
It wasn't me. So.
I think it was Dad.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't me.
But yeah, how can we fix them? Just lay everybody off.
Let Ahmad play. Let Ahmad Diallo play. I think he's been playing pretty well lately.
And so. Also, why did we sell Sancho to Chelsea? Like, I get selling the guy. But why did we send him to Chelsea?
Because they wanted him. He didn't do anything, so.
Alright, so now we're going to get into our hot takes. These were all sent in by our friends. Mason does not know all of these. I know a bunch of them. You know a couple. First one, this one was sent in by our own mother.
Yep.
Is Sidney Crosby the coach?
No. Next question.
Where is he on the...
He's not even the best Penguins player of all time, so...
You think he would be 3?
2.
But, no, I'm saying players of all time. Or do you think Ovechkin's better?
Gretzky, Lemieux, John Sim.
John Sim?
Those are the top 3 players of all time. Shout out John Sim, Flyers legend. John Sim. No, he's number 1 on the Penguins.
If you don't
John
know who
Sim,
he is.
John Sim, Flyers, Penguins, Islanders, and the Thrashers.
If you don't know who it is, I don't either, so look it up. this one was sent in by our buddy Aaron. I don't know who sent all these in, but I'm just going to name the ones
just,
I got
just
in
put
today.
Put them anonymous.
Bronny will be a better fit for the NBA than the G League.
No.
That's just wrong.
Bronny is garbage.
He's terrible.
Next question.
Patrick Mahomes should not be in the MVP race. I'm going to agree with that. He's had a good season because it's Patrick Mahomes, but for a Mahomes or MVP level season, it hasn't been.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Mahomes should be in the conversation. I think it should be Josh Allen. Obviously he's been the best player so far this year. I mean,
I might even throw Jane Daniels in there.
All right? Like Patrick Mahomes, he's 9-0 this season. No, 9-1 now. 9-1. But even some of the most mid players ever. I'm not calling Patrick Mahomes mid. I think he's a great player.
Yeah, Jim McMahon, the 1985 starting quarterback for the Bears, was not an elite level player, but was fortunate enough to win the Super Bowl. So
I mean, you can't argue with that.
Mahomes hasn't been playing great so far, but they're 9-1. You can't argue with that, but no, he shouldn't be an MVP.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for watching the first episode. I had fun doing this. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
So tune in next week, next Wednesday, where we'll talk about the happenings, and I'll probably be crying if my Cavs lose. Yeah. Do you want to say anything?
Nope.
No?
Go Birds.
Yeah.
Go Birds.
See you.